The plight of Syrian refugees has gripped the world's attention, including on Capitol Hill.
These are refugees from torture, from murder, from killing, from genocide.
With millions of Syrians displaced, the United States plans to admit 10,000 refugees. But even that tiny proportion is raising concerns.
If I could be assured these people could be vetted properly, I would be supportive. We don't know who they are.
Congressman McCaul is chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee.
From a national security standpoint, I take ISIS at its word when they said, in their own words, that we'll use and exploit the refugee crisis to infiltrate the West. That concerns me. We have to deal with this crisis. But, you know, this is could be a very reckless and dangerous policy.
The Obama administration says Syrian refugees will be thoroughly screened.
We would not take any shortcuts when it comes to our security. There will be an effort to try to accelerate that process or move more people through that process, but it will not come at the expense of the robust security precautions that will remain in place.
But President Barack Obama's special envoy in the fight against the Islamic State acknowledges the potential danger is real.
I think we should watch it. We should be conscious of the potential that Daesh may attempt to embed agents within that population.
Refugee proponents, meanwhile, say admitting 10,000 Syrians is a step in the right direction, but a number that barely begins to address the unfolding refugee crisis. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.